RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
NFL Network analyst.
Kurt, you are destined to answer a question you don't want to answer. Who do you trust more with the game on the line, if it is on the line tonight in Santa Clara?
I'm going Brock Purdy here, and I know where we're going because Caleb has been great in the fourth quarter, bringing them back and making the plays in those moments. But if I had to pick one of these guys, I'm going with the vet that has been there, that's played in the Super Bowl. I'm going Brock Purdy.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Well, Kurt seemed to nail that prediction. Our segment with Kurt Warner is brought to you by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt Warner joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So you were right. Both quarterbacks played well.
Hold on. First of all, unlike, you know, most people out there, especially on social media, picking one doesn't mean you don't like the other.
No, we know.
So let's start there and say that it doesn't mean the other guy can't do anything and is not any good. It just, you pick one. And then another thing I'll say, when you say that I'm right, I actually really just believe Caleb ran out of time. I really believe if they have more time and more plays inside the 5 yard line, I would put, you know, I would put my money that Caleb would make a play if they had two more snaps, and they just ended up running out of time, only having one play once they got there down there tight. I thought Caleb did a great job on the last drive, doing exactly what he's done all year long. So, so again, it wasn't about, you know, picking favorites or whatever. I'm going to go with a veteran that I've seen that's been there.
We were not accusing you of that.
Caleb did well. Everybody else does, right? When you pick somebody, when you pick one, right? They give you a question like that, and you pick one. That just means, oh my gosh, you're either right or you're wrong, and you hate the other one, and blah blah blah. So I'm just letting you know. I like Caleb. I like what he's done. Like what he did last night. You know, would go with Brock.
Sorry. Yeah, Kurt, look, this nuanced conversation with detail and thought is all well and good. We're just going to grab 10 seconds and clip it and put it out there and put it right on you. No, you're right about the last drive. That's the thing. If Luther Burden, who was terrific, and Colston Loveland, who was terrific, if they don't have drops on that last drive, you probably end up with more than just that one play, than that one option, to your point. But also, if Caleb hits Devin Duvernay with a ball, but look, so overall, we're thrilled that we seem to have a team that can hang in a game like that, which is something we never thought we were going to have. Hell, it's sort of like the game you and Aaron Rodgers had in 2010 in the playoffs, 51-45. Or you probably had a million games like that. The Bears don't hang in games like that last night, but Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams look like they can. That's exciting, isn't it?
I mean, it should be. It makes me more excited about just the playoffs in general. When you start to believe that every team or most of the teams that are in the playoffs truly have a chance to compete and truly could beat anybody any time out. You know, when you look at the NFC, I'm not fully convinced on the winner of the South. But the rest of the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, you know, especially with what the Bears have done and have shown us, you know, going to Philly and they beat Philly, going to San Francisco and took that thing down to the wire and played great and kept answering when they needed to answer. It makes you really feel, you know, come playoff time, especially with the fact that they're going to have a home game, at least one, that they can compete with anybody, that they could beat anybody. And, you know, I've been kind of reserved, you know, young quarterback and, you know, some issues there with the passing game and all of this stuff. But it seems like every week they just, you know, that they convince me more and more and more that, you know, they are a legitimate team come playoff time, and that they're going to have an opportunity to beat whoever they play.
What did you like from Caleb yesterday?
I actually thought, you know, just overall, I thought he just did a really nice job of playing the game. You know, obviously you see the big throws, which he seems to make every week. And, you know, that's, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't really surprise me anymore. You know, when he makes those throws, he's doing a really nice job with that. I mean, the savvy of the one, right, where you see veterans getting the team to jump off sides and then in those moments, you know, figure out a way to make a play down the field, did a great job with that one. But what I really liked as much as anything was the final drive and the fact that it wasn't just, you know, Caleb, you know, running around and making a Caleb play. You know, we've seen that at times in other drives where it's like, oh, and he buys time and then he runs around the corner and has a 30-yard touchdown run and they win a game. What I loved is he played the game. Like you said, you know, it was 5 yards here and 7 yards there and, you know, find the open guy and do this and manage the game down the field by playing the position. And I thought he did an excellent job of that. Like you mentioned, you know, both of those passes that were dropped are caught and out of bounds as well. So that's stopping the clock in those situations as well. And maybe gives them an extra play, maybe two plays down there, you know, in the red zone to maybe finish that thing off. But that was probably the most impressive thing for me is that, you know, I think we're all convinced that he can make the special plays, you know, but what you want to continue to be more convinced of is he can play, he can make the mundane, you know, the every snap type plays, the efficient plays that you have to make to take your team to the next step. And I thought he did that really well yesterday and specifically really well in that last drive.
We've never seen a game in the NFL regular season that was tied at 7, 14, 21, 28, and 35. I mean, what does it feel like to be in a game like that and have the pressure that you better get 7 every damn time?
It's fun, but obviously it's, you know, because you really do. What's fun about it is that you really feel like the ball is going to be in your hands. Like in games like that, you don't feel like, oh, we're just going to hand the ball off this drive. You know, we're just going to give it to a run. Like you really feel, hey, this is going to come down to me making plays. And so it's so much fun to be in games like that. There's obviously some pressure where it's like, okay, we got to do it again. Like you mentioned that playoff game against Aaron Rodgers. You know, you could argue that was the best game I ever played. You know, I had more touchdowns than I did incompletions in that game. And I go back and think about that, and I think if I had one more incompletion, you know, we probably lose that football game. You know, and it's almost, you know, crazy to think about, but that's what it meant. And so you get locked in and then you leave the game feeling so good because you're like, but I made the play. I made every play we needed to get us, you know, over the top. And so those games are fun. You know, you have to remember I played arena football. And so that's what arena football was. Like you never ran the football. You always scored 70 points and it was easy for teams to come back. And so that nature, when you find games like that in the NFL, that are rare, they are fun to be a part of as a quarterback because you know that you're going to have a say in whether you win or lose.
Kurt, we've been talking about the connection between play caller and quarterback. And I feel like around the league, we now have a bunch of quarterbacks and play callers that are matched up really well. And I felt like last night I was watching two of the best of that combination. What's it like when you and the play caller are kind of the same mind?
Well, I mean, that's, I always say it, that, you know, I don't think you can ever really become, what do I want to say? Yeah, like, you never reach your kind of full potential, or you never reach a team's full potential unless you do have a guy that designs plays and calls plays that sees it and understands it from the same perspective as your quarterback. And so that is so vital to have that. And I would say it's probably more rare than it is common to have that. You know, when I got to the Rams, I think that was one reason that I was able to have so much success early, was because the way Mike Martz designed offense, you know, fit my skill set. You know, we've talked a lot on the show about the pure progression versus the full field read type stuff. And I was so much more of the full field, you know, design things around coverage. I was really good after the snap, you know, the hot situations and designing, you know, ways to handle pressure and all of that stuff. And it was exactly how Mike saw it. And so where a lot of people thought, oh gosh, you know, who is this guy? And he's going to struggle, you know, when he gets in there, because, you know, he's never really played at this level. For me, it was, you know, easy from that perspective, because what we were going to be doing was what I had always done. And so it wasn't a, you know, a challenge. Like when I was in Green Bay at after college and training camp with the Packers, they ran the West Coast system, and I hated the West Coast system. It didn't make sense to me. It didn't add up why we were doing certain things or why we were calling things the way we were. They didn't have hots. It was more, hey, if they bring pressure, just beat it with a throw. And I'm like, beat it with a throw? Like, give me a throw to beat it with. Like, what are we doing here? And so I was in that system, and I never liked it. I never felt comfortable in what they were asking me to do. And so I think that's kind of a great, you know, look at, you know, what goes on. So, you know, I talk about the pure progression all the time. I would hate to play in a pure progression system, because I don't think it would play to my strengths of processing information and working through things fast and knowing how to find defenders and work off of those guys. I think I would have struggled in a system like that. So I just think it is vital to get the best out of your quarterback, is to, you know, have a guy that sees it, understands it, and calls it, you know, the same way that the quarterback does.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Man, Kurt, it's great stuff. And because we're watching, I agree with Lawrence, we're watching two of them last night, and we've dissected Ben and Caleb all year long. What makes Kyle Shanahan as good as he is? And what do he and Brock Purdy seem to have together?
Yeah, you know, Kyle is obviously great at designing the run game and building his pass game off of that. And that's where his greatest strength is. I mean, there's a very few teams that when I pop on the tape that I get more excited to watch their run game and what they're doing than their pass game. You know, usually that part kind of bores me. But when I turn on the San Francisco tape, I'm turning it on to watch their formations and movements and how they set up their run game. And then I know their pass game is going to come off of that. I've always said that I think their pass game, especially their drop back pass game, can be a bit of a challenge for a quarterback. Like I'm not sure how comfortable I would be in, you know, that system, just the drop back part of it. In the play action part of it, I would love it. And obviously that's how they want to design it and where they want to start. But the drop back game is a little more of a challenge because it doesn't always add up the way, again, we were talking about. Doesn't, you know, the way I see the game, it doesn't always add up that way. And they run a lot of pure progression stuff and it doesn't always connect in my mind. Now, maybe if I sat down with Kyle and he told me why they were doing it, it would make more sense. But all that being said is Brock's, you know, understands, you know, different kinds of throws. And I think he understands the challenges sometimes in the offense where when you watch them play, they love to attack inside. I mean, you saw it last night, right?
I think we might have lost Kurt.
We lost him.
We can reestablish.
Yeah.
But the way that he's talking about Shanahan and Brock Purdy. Go ahead, Kurt. We lost you for a second, but we got you back.
Okay. Sorry about that. And so, you know, they throw a lot of things inside, you know, inside the number. You saw a bunch of those big ends. And oftentimes they don't necessarily have, you know, anything grabbing the underneath coverage. And so, you know, Brock's ability to layer the football, you know, get it up over those linebackers and drop it before the safeties when you're not really holding those linebackers, finding those windows and making those throws is really, really difficult. There are not a lot of guys in the league that can do that. And so I appreciate when I watch their scheme, the challenges of that scheme for Brock.
Mm-hmm.
But his understanding of what they're doing and what those limitations are and how he needs to play with anticipation and with that touch and with that timing is awesome, you know. And you know, he's really good when there's a challenging look at getting to his checkdowns. It very quickly gets to his checkdowns. And, you know, you see that a lot, you know, Christian, boom, I look at this, I don't like it. I know what the coverage and structure is and where this doesn't really work. Boom, I'm going to get it to Christian. I'm going to get it to Christian. And so, I think he understands what Kyle's trying to do, even the challenges of it. And he's got a skill set that fits some of those challenges and why he plays so well within that scheme.
Trying to figure out if Dennis Allen could have done anything different. Could he have blitzed more? Didn't blitz very much, but then Brock Purdy picked apart the zone as well. Then again, Jordan Love kind of picked apart the man a few weeks ago. So what is Dennis Allen to do against them?
I think it's hard when you've got a team that's clicking and playing really well. I didn't think they played great zone coverage either. I felt like they, you know, they left a lot of zones open and – you know, I don't want to say they were easy opportunities, but obviously like when you can throw an in route, or it was really kind of a seam route more than it was an in, and he bent him in and that can go for 40 yards. And, you know, he was throwing some of those things and they were wide open down the middle of the field. I just felt like the structure of the zone wasn't great. You know, do you challenge them with man because they don't necessarily have these great man beaters, you know, Kittle's out. You know, Jennings is a good player. I don't know if he's a great player. Doesn't have great separation speed. Pearsall's good. Again, I don't know if he's great. So maybe you challenge them with man, but then you've got to cover Christian McCaffrey, you know, and the things that they do there. And so I think they present lots of challenges with the structure of what they do up front, how they run the football, that you don't just want to be in man coverage all the time. But then off of that, you got to play really good in your structure on the back end, or they're going to be able to find those chunks and beat you with some big players.
Kurtz, what's your assessment of Colston Loveland and Luther Burden?
I think Loveland is playing great. I mean, I think he's such a mismatch because of all the things that he can do. You know, great target for a quarterback of any stature, but especially a young quarterback because of his range and his athleticism. But I think he presents, and I've often said this, in this NFL, you know, with the tight ends that we have, these athletic, big, fast tight ends, I think they're the biggest mismatch in football because, you know, they can play in line, and so these linebackers have to play the run or the safeties have to play the run and then try to keep up with these, you know, tremendously athletic, you know, tight ends. You know, the one, I think it was Loveland that had the little out and up down the sideline, you know, where you pull the linebacker up with the play action You know, and then boom, he's behind you before you know it. But I think he's going to be a great target and, you know, great pawn piece for Ben Johnson, especially when they have Cole and him. They have two of those guys. Great. And I think Luther Burden is just kind of coming into his own. I think we all saw his talent coming out of college. And, you know, now he's getting more chance to shine a little bit, probably getting more comfortable in the offense. And, you know, the great play, I think it was in the last drive where they dumped it off to him on third down. And most guys get tackled there and they're stuck into a fourth down situation. And, you know, he puts the brakes on and makes a move and moves the chains in that situation. So you're not forced into a fourth down situation, and his run after catch and big play ability. So, I think they've got themselves two really good young players, rookie players that are going to, you know, going to be able to do some really good things in that offense.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
That's great stuff, Kurt. And you sounded great on the call on Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, you did.
Texans, Chargers. It was an interesting one. Great job over there. Thank you. It's Kurt Werner. Every time I see Luther Burden, who is a rack machine.
Rack machine.
Thank you. I think about how happy Antoine Randle was on draft night when they got him. That moment when they're like high-fiving in the draft room, you can see why, can't you?
That first is round grade on a guy that you end up getting in the second round.
That is, he is so special after the catch.
The stop and start, the change of direction. He puts defenders in the blender when he's in the open field. It's really awesome to see.
It really is. And he's got a chance to lead them in receiving yards.
It's crazy.
They have four dudes in the 600s. They got Rome and DJ and Loveland, I think, and Burden in 600
if
some.
Rome's going to even play on Sunday against the Lions.
No, we don't. But, man, Luther is just super special to watch, as he was last night.
He's such a dangerous weapon to have, because you can give him a little 10-yard hitch, and it can go for 35, 40 yards. Like, he's that guy. And watching him put defenders on skates.
Yeah, dude, he jukes people's boots, man. So he just leaves them there. It's crazy.
And then when he's got him in front of him, he leans into them.
Yep.
And he gets like an extra four or five doing that.
That's a good point. He's a lot more physical than I think I was expecting him to be.
Yeah.
That's right, Sean Sears.
Yeah, that's right. Sean Sears, full space command.
Full space command.
Get out of that man's way.
That's right.
Buterball's coming. He's coming, but he better stay out of your way.
He won't be in full space command, I can tell you that.
No, he won't.
Not today, at least.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. There's a Jalen Johnson storyline that we haven't touched on yet that we need to get to.
Yeah, but we also want to take your phone calls, too.
Yeah, we do.
If you'd like to jump in and be a part of it and talk about what happened last night, maybe this is your first opportunity to do so. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to talk about that, and there's some stuff that Chris Collinsworth said that on its face might have sounded like hate. We have a couple of different theories on it. We'll share them with you next here on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.